It's the other needs, the emotional, intellectual, energetic, and spiritual needs that seem more elusive, that we don't know how to connect to. And these are the needs we must connect to if we would like to have meaningful, fulfilling lives and relationships.
I don't like to argue, so I say nothing and fume for days.
How do I set boundaries without sounding like a jerk?
I hate the idea that I might accidentally offend somebody, so sometimes I'd just rather say nothing at all.
Welcome to the Language Alchemy Podcast, and thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Alejandra Siroca, a transformative communication teacher and coach who's devoted to helping multicultural individuals and couples engaged in personal growth transform their lives and relationships through conscious communication. Thank you so much for joining me. If you listened to the last episode, episode 138, then you know that the last episode was the first episode of the Communicating Needs Skillfully series. Today, you are going to listen to part two of the series, and you are going to learn how to connect to your needs. As I shared in part one, last episode, most women find it hard to communicate their needs. Whether you are female or identify as one, or even if you aren't female or do not identify as one, when communicating your needs has been difficult for you for most of your life, most likely you had to disconnect from your needs. So what I'm going to share with you today is my lifelong practice to connect to your needs so that you can communicate them. The first step we need to take here is to understand what kind of beliefs you have about your needs. And how do you find out? By taking a moment right now. Yes, even if you're driving and you're listening to the podcast in your car, or even if you're in the middle of doing dishes, take a moment to finish this sentence. My needs are. Just say to yourself, my needs are, and voice whatever words come out. It'll just take a second. Finish that sentence. My needs are. Okay, if you did this, if you finished that sentence about your needs, then you've been able to uncover a belief or some beliefs you may have about your needs. When I do this with my female clients, I often hear something like, my needs are too much. My needs are too big. My needs are invisible. My needs are a burden to others. My needs are ridiculous. They're too small. My needs are uncomfortable for others. My needs are something that can never be met. My needs are for myself only. My needs are something others will laugh about. My needs are something nobody cares about. My needs are a heavy weight I need to carry. My needs are my responsibility. My needs are not important. Perhaps hearing about these beliefs, you resonate with some of them. Then most likely, when you have needs or perhaps a particular need, you dislike your needs. You reject them, deny them, minimize them. You feel vulnerable to have them. So you hide them. You pretend you don't have them. In other words, you disconnect from your needs. And if you do some of these things when you have needs or certain needs, then know that you are in good company. Most women do. Now that you know what your beliefs are about your needs, let's look at whether those beliefs are true, because I can assure you that even though there could be a tiny bit of truth in those beliefs, in 99.9% of the cases, these beliefs are just ideas that are not true. For example, if you believe that your needs are something that can never be met, I'd like to share with you that you wouldn't be here listening to this podcast if you haven't already tended to some of your needs. You got hungry at some point, right? You needed to eat. Did you eat today? How about your lungs, your heart, your brain consistently needed oxygen? You needed to breathe. Did you breathe today? Of course you did. You're doing it right now. Every organ in your body has needs every single day. And perhaps you enjoy meeting at least some of your body's needs. I enjoy giving my body food, movement, fresh air. In the last 2 years, I've enjoyed giving my body more rest. Yes, I've been an energizing bunny for most of my life, but now my energy has changed and my body needs more rest. Every single body has needs. It's not just you. Needs are natural and an intrinsic aspect of being alive. And because you're not just your body, your heart has some needs too. And I'm not talking about the organ in your chest. I'm talking about your emotional heart. Your heart needs listening, empathy, compassion, understanding. Your heart needs love, connection, companionship. Your heart needs harmony, joy, belonging. And guess what? It's not just your heart that has all these beautiful needs. Every person's heart does too. And how about your mind? Well, your mind has needs too. Your mind needs clarity and focus at times. At other times, it needs calmness and relaxation. Your mind needs creativity and flow, as well as reflection, health, well-being, discernment. Oh, and it's not just your mind that has all these precious needs. Oh no, every human mind has these needs too. And because you're not just a physical body, an emotional being, or a mind, and you're also energy and spirit, your energy and your spirit also have wonderful needs, such as expansion, flow, interconnectedness, awareness, peace, well-being, deep connection, authenticity, meaning, purpose, expression. And just like your energy and your spirit have all these beautiful needs, everybody's energy and spirits have them. I'm using the words beautiful, wonderful, and precious because one of my teachers, Robert Gonzalez, used to talk about needs as the most precious gifts we have to affirm our lives. Another teacher I had, Marshall Rosenberg, believed that every thought and every action was an attempt to meet a need. And you don't have to agree with them to understand that every living being has needs. Your needs don't have to be good or bad. They're just human, human needs. And because you are human, my dear, you have needs. I'm pretty sure that when you heard that your physical body has needs, you thought, well, yes, that's obvious. And because those needs are obvious, they may be easier to communicate. Although I've met so many people, especially women, who have a hard time communicating they need food, rest, water, a warm sweater, essential needs. But at least it's easier to connect to the needs of our physical body because our bodies communicate with us very clearly when we need air, food, rest, etc. It's the other needs, the emotional, intellectual, energetic, and spiritual needs that seem more elusive, that we don't know how to connect to. And these are the needs we must connect to if we would like to have meaningful, fulfilling lives and relationships. And we need to be able to communicate these needs, or else, how will others contribute to our life? Remember I told you I also didn't know how to connect to my needs? And today, after having done all this work, I sometimes still find it challenging, which is why I have specific internal practices when I don't know what my needs are and when they seem kind of fuzzy. I sometimes sit with my journal or even a piece of paper. I take myself for a walk. Or if I'm with other people, I go somewhere where I can be by myself for a few minutes. Even if the only place I can go to is the bathroom, I take myself to the bathroom. What I do is to stop what I'm doing and I consciously redirect my full self, mind, heart, energy, spirit, body, and my communication in a way that I can be with that full self for a little while. Once I am somewhere with myself, I ask myself several questions. First, I ask myself, what's truly going on for me right now? That question sometimes leads me to connect to myself at a deeper level, connect to my feelings, and then the needs become clear. Then I ask myself, what do I need right now? I know this question is hard in the beginning, but with practice, it's easier and easier, and it can be enough. You could be done after this. But if I get nothing with that question, then I ask myself, what's important for me in this moment or for this situation? This question helps me connect to my values. And once I connect to my values, that connection can lead me to the needs. Let me give you an example. The other day, after so much rain, we got up and saw that the sun was shining. It was a glorious morning. So instead of doing our morning practices of yoga and meditation, Matthew and I decided to go out of the house for a hike because we also knew it was going to rain later. I immediately got ready. And as I was waiting for him, he shared with me that his back was hurting him and he needed to do some stretching before he could go for a hike. I, of course, said yes. I support my beloved taking care of his body. So I just simply said, let me know when you're ready. When we got out of the house and we started hiking, Matthew asked me a couple of questions and I noticed I gave him a one-syllable answer. And oh, I know that well in myself. I know that when I do that, it's because I haven't communicated some needs. So since we were going to hike together, I suggested that we started the hike in silence, which is not unusual for us. And that's how I gave myself a little time to be with my full self. So I asked myself, what's truly going on for me right now? My mind was agitated. So then I asked myself, what do I need right now? I realized I needed some peace. I further saw that I had a mental agenda for myself that day. And now I was going to be late for what I set out to do because I still wanted to meditate after the hike. And now I was going to have less time for my plan. After seeing all this, I asked myself, what's important for me in this moment? And that's when I realized that what was important for me was to enjoy the beauty of the morning and this hike with my beloved. I also recognized that supporting Matthew's well-being is very important to me. I don't know what it's like to live with chronic pain myself. And I certainly want to help him have more ease in his body when his chronic pain shows up. Having all this awareness opened my heart to the love and the care I have for Matthew, and also to the sadness of having him experience pain for so many years. So then I asked myself my fourth question, which is, what would be beneficial for me in this situation? At the moment, what was beneficial for me was to feel the connection with Matthew. So I held his hand and we continue walking in silence, holding hands. This little act allowed me to meet my needs for connection, understanding, patience, and a little bit more peace of mind. And then I asked myself my fifth question: what would be useful to communicate out loud about my needs? And that's when I shared with Matthew that I had a particular plan for my day, which was not realistic because I chose to enjoy the morning, which I was now truly doing. And I wanted to know if he could give me a hand later folding laundry, because then that would take me half of the time I had allotted to it. He said, sure, no problem. And we had a great connecting hike. When you don't know what your needs are, ask yourself these four questions. Number one, what's truly going on with me right now? Number two, what do I need? Number three, what's important for me right now? And number four, what would be beneficial for me in this situation? These are the four questions that can help you connect to your needs. And if you'd like to take the next step of encouraging yourself to communicate your needs, then ask yourself the fifth question: what would be useful to communicate out loud about my needs? Asking yourself that question will help you direct your awareness to communicate more skillfully with the people in your life. If you are someone who struggles to communicate your needs, and you also find it challenging to connect to your needs, to know what your needs are, then let me support you. Reach out to me to find out if you'd benefit from the upcoming Language Alchemy group coaching group that's starting in April. In this 3-month group coaching program, I will support you on your journey of transforming your communication, and I will do that within the powerful container of a conscious community of like-hearted others. You can apply now at languagealchemy.com. And now let's recap what you've heard in this episode. In this episode, which is the second part in the Communicating Needs Skillfully series, we talked about how hard it is to communicate something we have disconnected from, such as our needs. I also shared with you that our needs are another intrinsic aspect of being human. I helped you uncover some beliefs about your needs, and I shared 5 questions I ask myself to connect to my needs and communicate them out loud. I hope this episode was useful. If it was, I have 2 needs you can help me with. One is that you tell me how this episode served you. If you're on my mailing list, and I hope you are, and that you are receiving transformative communication tools in your inbox every Wednesday, then you have my email, so email me. The second one is that you help me make the podcast accessible to more people who, like you, can benefit from these communication tools. And to do that, leave a 5-star review for the Language Alchemy podcast, either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and a special thanks to all my female clients who have learned to connect to their needs and communicate them out loud with clarity, confidence, and authenticity. Next week, you're going to hear part 3 of Communicating Needs Skillfully series. Until next week, and as we say in Argentina, ciao, ciao. Original music by Gary LaPoe. You can find all links in the show notes at languagealchemy.com.